important is it for you guys to head into the bye week with some momentum and getting a win?
It'd be huge for us. Winning the last two games going into the bye. Everyone starts getting their bodies feeling right, and we come back and try to make a run, try to do something. It's something we don't want to. You want to take it one game at a time, but it really allows us to really focus on the Seattle game because we know it's just Seattle, and then we have the bye, so we really can lock in and make sure all of our focus and attention is on that.
I know continuity and the offensive line this year is not in the same sense.
Yeah, it's not a synonym.
But it looks like you probably have the same group again. Does that help? At least it's the same group this week.
Yeah, I mean, you just keep building off of the things you did well and keep working with the guys and working on communication and making sure we're all on the same page and just keep building off that. And I think that's something that we're going to be able to do this week. And I'm looking forward to us getting the opportunity to go out there and compete against a really good defense in Seattle.
Justin, at what point do you think defenses have to start respecting your run game? Now you've had 2 weeks of really strong running, and even 3 weeks ago you ran the ball pretty well. Do they have to start changing now because you guys have proven you can do it?
Obviously it probably makes some game plan and draw up some extra practice cards against some of the runs that we've executed at a high level. But at the same time, every week the defense comes in trying to stop the run. That's the first thing that's on their mind. And then, obviously, and then get at the quarterback once they're able to build a lead for their offense. So we got to keep playing to our identity and going out there and just playing tough and just battling people. And it's not always going to be the prettiest. It's not always going to be but it's going to get the job done. That's what we have to do.
You said we have to keep playing to our identity. The identity's changed, hasn't it? With the way
you
season's evolved.
You lose some players and some big players on offense, receivers. You have to find some new things that are going to work for you. So it's not just that we're not going to pass the ball. Obviously, we're still going to pass the ball. It's finding different ways to go about getting our playmakers the ball that we have right now. And when you lose one of the best players in the NFL, and Brandon Marshall's been around for so long, and Dwayne Harris has made huge plays for us, you got to find other guys to step up. And it's going to be exciting to see guys step up and excel in their roles.
Brett replacing Weston, and Weston's obviously a valuable player to the team. What has Brett done?
Brett's been huge for us. Brett Jones, ever since he's gotten here, has been a guy that we can count on to go play guard, center guard. And every time he's done that, he's played up and stepped up and played huge for us. Last year when I went down, he came in and played in the game. And unfortunately, he had an injury of his own that he sustained and kind of set him back. But we've always known that Brett can go out there and play, and he's showing it.
How do you duplicate the running performance you had last week?
Just keep being physical up front. Keep being physical and don't give up on the run and just keep coming back to it, because eventually those 2-3 yards in the first quarter, those 4-yard runs, those ones pop into 5-6-7, then you break a run and then it really starts building. So that's something that we're looking forward to, is just going out there. It's another challenge. I mean, they're a great front. Like I've said before, they got a lot of good guys and they've been in that system for a while. So we got our work cut out for us.